Well, we have with us this morning the principal of the Iowa Connections Academy, James Brower, on the phone with us. How are things going so far?
You know, Jim, this has been an exciting day, and it's exciting not just because it's the first day of school, and with that, ushering in a whole new model of education for K-12 public school students, but it's also the first day that we were able to move into our brand new home, our teaching and administrative center located here in Amita. So you think the kids may be excited for first day of school. As adults, we were just as happy to finally figure out what's home and dig into our own little office areas and workstations, and it's been definitely an exciting day so far.
Isn't it kind of interesting that an academy that boasts that you don't have to necessarily sit in a classroom is all excited about the brick and mortar day, huh?
Absolutely.
Well, do you feel, you know, a lot of eyes are on you guys right now from a lot of different areas because, you know, some want you to succeed, some, who knows, but, you know, there's a lot of attention being put on a program like this that's new and that's different. Are you ready to make it a run?
Yeah, you put it very well by saying there's plenty of eyes, and that's very, very true. I would say at this point, we have sincerely put all the anything that may have been negative or anything that may have felt pressured, that really is behind us now. And we've committed ourselves as a staff and with the Camp School District to say, hey, all we could do is move forward. We are definitely anticipating a very successful year. We're also realistic, though. We know that there are going to be hiccups, and we know that there's going to be some challenges here and there. But I would say we are definitely prepared. We are ready for what's coming our way. And I've been saying this very candidly. The state legislature has more or less defined us in recent legislation as a pilot program, and we as a staff have accepted that title. However, our real goal now is to turn this into a model program, and we're not going to settle for just being a model program here in Iowa. We're looking to be a model program for other virtual schools across the country.
Jim, do you feel like you're doing more, though, than just educating kids, that you're also educating everyone else on how this works?
I really believe that that's true. We've accepted the role of being pioneers in this idea of online learning and virtual schooling here in Iowa specifically. You're absolutely correct. And anytime something new comes about, of course there's apprehension and there's some anxiety, and in some cases there's even fear. And rather than chastise that, I actually accept that. I understand that's a part of the change process. We've dedicated ourselves to make sure that we are representing ourselves, Iowa Connections Academy, and the world of online learning to all of the stakeholders with whom we work on a regular basis, and do it in a way that informs and educates. Let's be transparent. Let's be open. There's nothing to hide. This is a model of education and one that we're very proud of. And you're correct. It's definitely one, though, in which we have to work and help inform other people.
Does it kind of surprise you, though, that it's gotten that kind of scrutiny or attention simply because online education is certainly not new? A lot of folks get advanced degrees and their entire college degrees this way. So why would this be really any different?
I've been having a hard time wrapping my brain around what exactly, what's the real reason that would cause any rifts in terms of why and why not people enjoy this program. What I've been able to gather is that it's just different than how a lot of folks have completed their K-12 schooling. You know, our concept of education and the ways in which we learn was in a classroom, and it was with teachers. And so we've just naturally assumed that that's the one and the only way. But for those that have parents, or excuse me, our parents and have children that have varying learning needs or various personalities or have had some negative experiences with the school system, it's not too hard to start to realize that maybe a different option is a better option, or at least is worth exploring. The challenge of trying to figure out why such scrutiny, it's been a little tougher for us to wrap our brains around, but we're also able to understand why that is. And it's part of the newness. It's a new factor.
Of course, we also used to do one-room schoolhouses, too. We don't do that anymore. Things change and things adapt to the changing times. So it's
absolutely
kind of a natural progression to a certain extent, too.
And that, I'm glad you said that, because that's the key thing. We have to be willing to accept the fact that sometimes things just naturally do have to change, and with the change comes good and it comes bad. As long as we're being stewards and we're being ethical and we're being professional and responsible, and we continuously improve, then I think that needs to be embraced. I really truly believe that needs to be honored. And if you look at the history of Iowa, it historically has been and I believe even dubbed the education state. It's known for being progressive. It's known for, at one time, being on the cutting edge and being kind of the dominant location for education. And the idea of online learning and virtual schooling, again, it shouldn't be something we run from and hide from. Instead, it should be something that we want to look at and look at it critically. I feel there's nothing wrong with that. But figure out where the pros are, and let's embrace those. Let's adopt those into our current system and use those to our advantage instead of hiding, perhaps.
Jim, talk about the numbers that you have to get this program started now. They seem pretty good to me. Where are they compared to your expectations?
I would say right in line, to be honest, in terms of the goals that had been set to kind of take you through the entire process. Originally, there were close to 800 applications of students who had gone through the open enrollment process all across the state of Iowa, and that was a pretty substantial amount. That's almost 1% of our total student enrollment in Iowa. We currently have gone through that process by working with families and ensuring that this is a good option for their students and for their families. We're currently sitting at about 200, just shy of 230 kids. And I'm very pleased because specifically over the last couple of days, we have seen a surge in last-minute registrations and enrollments. Right now, we're finding a handful of students at the kindergarten levels. And that's because open enrollment laws allow kindergarten families to continue to process those applications through September 1st. So I'm very pleased with the numbers we see, and I wouldn't be surprised if by the end of the month we're sitting at about 240, maybe even 250 students. And that's a very healthy number to start out with for a new school.
Well, from our own experiences and just from life itself, we all can close our eyes and imagine what a day at school is like because we all kind of lived it. But what about... what's a day of school like for those who maybe aren't terribly familiar and can't wrap their heads around it right now? What's a day of school like at the Iowa Connections Academy?
I can honestly say it's very difficult to describe what the traditional day would be for a student in an online academy, and that's because of several different factors. First off, the students had chosen this particular option for a few different reasons. It may be that perhaps they're single parents, and they need to be able to take care of their child. And so maybe their day actually starts out taking care of some things around the home. And then they're going to do their form of schooling and logging into our system to then start working with our teachers maybe at 9:30 in the morning. And then they'll take a break at 1 and they'll go do something else. We have some students that have part-time jobs. And those might be in the afternoon or might be in the morning. We have I just wrapped up a phone call with a parent prior to speaking with you of a high school student who is training in the Dubuque, Iowa area, and she's trained to basically more or less move through the circuit of professional ice skating. And so she has a very rigorous schedule, and that rigorous schedule conflicts with the traditional brick-and-mortar school hours between 7 and 3. So now this program provides some flexibility for her to do the majority of her schooling in the evening time. But for the vast majority of our students, I would say the day is probably logging into a computer at about 8 o'clock, checking in with their teachers, looking to see which different types of assignments, maybe quizzes or tests, are available that particular day. Depending on the day, our teachers then have a virtual classroom where the students come on in. They may broadcast themselves on webcam, a lot of chat, telephone conversations, emails going back and forth. It's a very digital, very dynamic way of teaching and learning. And so it's very hard to really get down to, all right, what's that typical day? Because it really does vary. And you know what? I had a chance to work at home, and I have no shame. There were some days I knew I could be in my slippers, and I've had my slippers on all day long. And I'll tell you, it felt pretty good.
Well, everybody's idea is a little bit different. Jim, is there any difference in the parent involvement or supervision that's needed in an education like this?
The learning coach role, or the mentor at home, or the parent guardian, we use the phrase learning coach, I would say it's instrumental. For a student to be successful in this type of environment, you have to have not just effective teachers that are actually working with students every day on the phone and webcam and emails and chat sessions. Really, it's going to take a very active, very dedicated and passionate learning coach at home. Somebody who can facilitate and keep the student motivated, help provide the academic assistance when needed, give them that extra push, give them that extra oomph as they move through the curriculum, and in some cases even try to provide some additional academic supports at home too, because there's no doubt not everybody can succeed just naturally with the coursework. They need some extra help. And so that role of a learning coach or a parent could be huge, and it's so important for their success.
Well, very good. I know you're busy. I know it's been a very busy first day, Thursday, with school, and you've had a lot of chance to visit with a lot of folks. Continued success, and we'll be watching, as will other folks, too, to see how successful the Iowa Connections Academy continues to be. Jim, good luck.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.